Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. So a funny thing happened the other day while I was quarantining. I woke up with a song in my head, and it just brought me great joy. I don't know about you, but I often wake up with a song playing in my head. I'm sure I'm kind of weird that way, but I'm not sure where they come from every day or why, but I'll have a tune playing through my mind when I wake up, and then as soon as I get moving, I'll play it on my headphones on my warm-up before running or working out, or sometimes I play it while driving into the office, but I always have to listen to it if I wake up hearing that song. But on this particular morning, it was a song that I hadn't heard for like 35 years. It took me by surprise and it warmed my heart. As a result, I laid in bed for a couple of extra minutes, which I don't do, by the way. I never do that. My eyes open and my feet are on the ground. But that morning, I laid there thinking about the song. As the song played through my head, I just smiled. It brought me back very warm memories of my childhood, freedom from responsibility and worry, to more happy and simpler days. Days that seemed to last forever when I was a kid. My friends in the neighborhood playing until the streetlights came on, going inside the house only to eat or sneak a snack. And I was reminiscing about playing baseball with my friends, climbing trees, laying on grass and watching clouds, wrestling with my brothers, putting baseball cards on my blue Schwinn Typhoon spokes so I could sound like a motorcycle cop and ride around with my good friend Augusto with great annoyance to the entire neighborhood, making siren noises, pretending we were Punch and John from California Highway Interstate Patrol or the TV show Chips. Anyways, the song, which I could only remember the refrain, was just repeating over and over in my head. Now here is the irony. The day before, I was in a little bit of a funk. I had been told in advance that we were going to have the quarantine extended for an additional 6 weeks, and I was afraid to tell my own wife and kids what I had learned. I was sad because I wanted to get back to normal. I was looking forward to that date. I was stressed because of the weight of worrying about all the people I serve, and when I went to bed that night, I really struggled, even after I had done my exercise, because I knew that the next morning that our state was going to hear that we were extending our stay-at-home order until the end of the month of May. So when I woke up and had the song in my head, I realized that there is great power in mindset, so much so that my brain buffaloed overnight and had a hard reset. I didn't wake up worried. I woke up happy. And that is what this episode is about. What are the strategies to increase your own happiness as well as that of others while we struggle? Now, before I forget, what was the song I heard? Well, here it is. It's a classic from my childhood, a song our elementary school choir sang to our parents during the Jimmy Carter administration, a song that my grandpa and I loved to watch on CBS when the Peanuts were on.
I guess it hasn't been such a bad day after all. Happiness is finding a pencil, knowing a secret, telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle, tying your shoe for the very first time. Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band. And happiness is walking.
Did you hear that list of things that made them happy? Finding a pencil, knowing a secret, telling the time, learning to whistle, tying your shoes for the first time, playing the drum in the band, walking hand in hand, two kinds of ice cream, climbing a tree, five different crayons, catching a firefly and letting him go, and being alone every now and then. You know what I didn't hear? I didn't hear happiness is getting your way, making lots of money, paying the bills, feeling joy all the time, running around happy. No, Charles Schulz defined happiness the exact same way that the research says. Happiness is not a thing you get once in a while. It's a mindset, and it is fueled by being mindful of what makes you happy and then how to find more of it. I went for a run after waking up to this song and came home highly energized to find out the research behind happiness. The reason is because I'm a pretty happy person. I find joy in little things, and I have never really understood people who say with consistency and frequency that they're not happy. How can that be? Really? You're never happy? Add to this the fact that people all over are struggling to maintain happiness as a result of all the anxiety associated with our current situation, which I do not have to remind you of, and I think it'll be very helpful to look at the keys to building and maintaining a happy mindset. Now, I'm not going to fake it here. I get it. There's anxiety. There's mental illness. There are issues. But really, let's take a look at how we can bust through this. So what did I do? I pulled out a bunch of books and articles that I've read on happiness as well as positive psychology. And the first thing that I thought of was the book Flourish by Martin Seligman. In his book, he discusses something around happiness that he termed PERMA. PERMA is credited with being the root of the positive psychology movement. I want to break down for you what PERMA is if you have not heard of it, and if you have, remind you of it. And while I'm doing that, I want you to hear it in the context of being happy and positive. Hear with your ears and mind the lists as opportunities to instill in others and yourself happiness and fuel yourself at the same time. PERMA. PERMA is an acronym, and it stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, as well as accomplishments and achievement. So PERMA can be reassigned in your life as the steps to becoming aware of how to be happier. Happiness, by the way, is not a constant state. Happiness is not something that is pursued. A lack of happiness is not a void. Happiness, as you may know or are about to find out, is a choice. But in order to make the choice to be happy, we need to be aware of what is positive and what makes us happy. So PERMA. P, positive emotion. As discussed in the book Flourish, it is based on a set of key behaviors. While so many people are in the constant chase to find happiness, what we need to do instead of waiting to be happy or waiting to have someone else make us happy is to drive it by being or doing the following. You ready? Number one, finding peace in our life and being content with where we are at and what we have. Two, demonstrating reflective gratitude and being aware of all of the gifts around us. Truly finding joy in the fact that you have what you have and you are who you are. Three, looking at your definition of satisfaction. Are you a never enough person, or are you this is all right kind of person? Great food enjoyed by yourself is okay. Mediocre food shared with friends and laughter, well, that's satisfying. Number four, keeping an eye on the future and living with a sense of hope for yourself, the future, and others. Constant inquiry. Number five, a desire to understand, a driving curiosity about the here and now, the where and why. Curiosity is a critical component of happiness because you're not content with the weird narrative in your mind. You are looking and motivated by understanding the why. Which leads us to the last one, number six. You admire and love. Love being a true desire to be with, to need, to serve, or to satisfy others. So that is P in PERMA. There's a lot more to it. But to simplify it, imagine if Charlie Brown started singing, happiness is peace, gratitude, satisfaction, inspiration, hope, curiosity, and love. I remember in a philosophy class in college when our professor started out the class like he did every day with a question on the board. And the question the one time was, are you content or happy? Oh man, it was like he threw a grenade in the classroom. People just started arguing like a bunch of experts. We were anxious and energized. And when at the end of the hour, the professor said, well, now wait a minute here. I'm going to put the answer up on the board. This is what he wrote. To be content is to be happy. And to be happy is to be content. Typical philosopher, right? No real answer, but yet a very clear answer. The class erupted. We were so narrow-minded that we thought it was an or situation, not and situation. And that's what happiness is. Happiness is an and situation, always. No reason for us to be happy or sad, satisfied or dissatisfied. It's both. You can't live through or lead others if you are in an either-or situation or you are an either-or person. Happiness is something that can disappoint you if you only want to be happy. That's not real. And what you need to do instead is, as you are about to wallow into the pit of pessimism, flip on the P in PERMA. What do I have? What am I grateful for? Who loves me? And then drive a sense of hope. We're not going to be in this house forever is a great mindful strategy. So let's look at E. Because E is for engagement. And this one is a little simpler. No list, just a behavior. To be happy or positive, you need to find opportunities for you to be engaged. Because you own your engagement in work, at home, and in life. True engagement is when you say you disappear in time. And that's what they say in the book. True engagement is what is the essence of not even knowing what time it is as you are indulged in the work. This simply means that you are tasking to a point where time evaporates, speeds up, or slows down for you. You choose your attitude in life, and as you approach things, do you get to do it or do you have to do it? And if you have to do it, how are you going to do it? Angry, sullen, or with tenacity? Having to do something can be extremely satisfying once you get moving. So, I'm kind of a weekend carpenter, and I love to build things. Anything. But there are certain steps I just hate, and I actually don't look forward to them. One in particular is filling nail holes in on work that I will have to finish later. I don't know why, but I just don't look forward to filling in the nail holes, and I never did. Until this past weekend, when I started to think about, I need to make this more tolerable. And now I've actually created it into an inviting situation where I was kind of upset when I was done filling the nail holes because I wanted to do it more. So what do I do now as I fill in nail holes? I decided I need to learn. You see, filling in nail holes is totally mindless. I flip on an audiobook and I listen as I do this mindless job of filling in nail holes. Suddenly, time disappeared. I couldn't find enough holes to fill in because I found a way to be both content and happy. Let's look at R in PERMA. Relationships. This goes to a very simple concept. People who seem to be happier and content have meaningful and positive relationships with others. Relationships can sometimes feel like bank accounts, and people who are happy, well, they are depositors, not withdrawers. And what I mean by that is sometimes unhappy people resent their friends that don't call them enough, or that their friends don't, quote, think of them first. Meaningful means that you put energy into it. It's not that you don't matter to the other person. You just might be the energizer in the relationship. Meaningful relationships mean that others depend on you. Others need you. That you are valued. And that you feel a sense of gratification by being there for others. Not everyone can be your best friend, but people can enjoy you and grow from you. Relationships are fragile because you make them fragile. Respect, listening, and love are what I believe to be the core to honest and rewarding relationships. And happy people, they get that. Unhappy people, they behave in a manner where they resent that people don't call them enough, that they don't get invited to the party first. They actually look for reasons that other people would slight them. They are withdrawers. One of the most unhappy people I have ever known one time wrote me an email about how disrespected they felt by me, because they were the fourth person listed in an email address line. I was like, who the heck looks at the order of people listed on an email? Well, I learned a lesson that day. People who are looking for a reason to be upset. Well, now I just blind carbon everybody, and that kind of deals with the unhappy people. All right, that was a little snarky, but made me happy. Let's look at M, meaning. This is simple. Is it about you or a greater purpose? True meaning in life comes from serving something above and beyond us. It is difficult to find deep and true meaning when you serve yourself first. Meaning in our lives is what fuels happiness. It's what puts others first. And by putting others first, you're being buffalo and charging headlong into your problems so that we and others benefit. Educators and healthcare workers are pretty meaningful to us all right now. And while they're exhausted and healthcare people are making great sacrifices, their meaning and personal value of their work, well, it's off the charts. So let's get to A, the last letter in PERMA. It stands for accomplishment or achievement. How do you grow yourself? What do you do to increase your capacity for love, knowledge, care, and service? Accomplishment is more than finishing a puzzle. It is finishing a puzzle with others while processing the world around us. It is taking a puzzling question and learning the truth. It is building something and growing on that puzzling journey. It is going for a walk and washing out all the weird narratives that create odd puzzles in your mind and making the effort to then come back into your home ready to serve. Perma is a great way to look at yourself and assess why you feel the way you do. Want to be happier? Follow a strategy. Positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment or achievement. One of the things that a lot of people get wrong is the idea that happiness is being happy all of the time. It's not. Happiness is the ability to navigate the good and the bad, find your center, and work diligently to manage what is going on around you and maintain your mindset. There's research from Harvard that shows that positive and physical well-being is directly tied to having the ability to experience a wide range of emotions. And Sean Aker teaches us that you can't be happy chasing after happiness. Instead, you are at your happiest when you get emotionally lost in what is happening right in front of you, when you are doing meaningful work and tasks, when you are striving towards a long-term goal with hope, and when you are helping someone else. I'm not sure about you, but all of that actually makes me really happy. So happy, in fact, that when I reflect about good days, they're filled with everything I just mentioned. The author Jennifer Moss says that happiness is not the absence of suffering, it's the ability to rebound from it. And happiness is not the same as joy or ecstasy. Happiness includes contentment, well-being, and the emotional flexibility to experience a full range of emotions, like being happy one moment, disappointed in the next, and then content a moment later. Wallowing in disappointment is a choice. Moving forward is where happiness is found. Lookbacks, well, they can bring intense pleasure in the mind, and reminiscing with others can bring joy. But happy comes from going forward, chasing storms with enthusiasm and a desire to be stronger from each experience thrown at you. Things happen for us. Happiness happens with you and is a choice. Finally, the strategy. So, as we are in our homes and not able to enjoy what we're so accustomed to, how do we plant the seeds of happiness in the future so that we can reap the rewards of what we sow when this is all over? Well, as a leader, you need to create a sense of hope moving forward. This is regardless of your role in life. Remember that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. And the greatest influence we can have right now is to talk about our hopes for the future. It is, after all, from our hopes and dreams that a vision is created. And a vision creates missions. Visionaries create missionaries. And missionaries find happiness because they have PERMA. We will be strong after this. We will learn to be leaner. We will be more grateful. We will appreciate the times. We will visit the elderly and the homebound. We will look around at what we have and we will appreciate it. And we will look back with happiness. And we will also buy a lot of toilet paper when it's on sale. A world free of gloves and masks is right around the corner. And in order for us to lead others, our family, and those we serve to a greater future, we need to focus on PERMA. Permanently seeking the mindset and strategies to be content and happy and happy and content. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can grow your happiness by adhering to PERMA. List ways you can guide others to happiness using PERMA. And finally, describe your strategy for increasing happiness and fueling your mindfulness. Well, that's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening and please share this episode with others. Especially people in a funk. Send it to students, colleagues, and friends. Please rate this episode on iTunes or your platform and shoot me a few notes on our Facebook or Twitter page describing how you are showering others with strategies of happiness. Thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music, and make sure to check their Facebook page or YouTube channel out for their daily quarantine music. It's simply joyful. Finally, when I woke up the other morning with that song in my head, I was flooded with other memories. You see, when I was a little guy, my mom had matching sheets for my brother Tom and I. We shared a room until I was 12, and I think we had those sheets until we were 12. By the way, my brother Tom was the worst roommate ever. Just kidding. But my mom had bought us Peanuts sheets, and each of the Peanuts characters were on the sheets. Our sheets were actually the characters, Snoopy, Linus, Charlie Brown, all of them. And they were singing Happiness Is. And they each had a different happiness quote in an air bubble above them. It's got me thinking about why I am the way I am. Did going to bed every night with Charlie Brown on my pillowcase saying happiness is having a friend make me this insane optimist? Well, romantically, I wish it was that easy, but happiness is simply you deciding to fill your life with purpose. And the greatest purpose there is to put yourself into the service of everyone you meet. Happiness is fueled by the willingness to put yourself out there, to put yourself second, and to focus on others, to be grateful, to do all of the elements of PERMA, and to recognize that we are all much more perseverant than we actually realize. Looking back from the last 5 weeks has frankly been pretty fast, and that means that the next few weeks, while we're dreading them, will go by just as quickly, and you might as well be happy. Or not. Well, that choice is yours. Your job as a Buffalo leader is to get your mind right and create the conditions for others so that they can be content and happy, or happy and content. Vision, gratitude, goals, achievement, recognition, and a sense of hope starts with you. And that's whether you're a mother or a father, son or a daughter, brother or sister, teacher or principal, doctor or nurse, salesperson or a librarian. I don't care what you are. You have immense influence, and that means that you are a leader for others. And more important, a leader of happiness.
Maybe it could amaze me if I would step outside my door. And when, 'cause it would surely happen, discovering